FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is the last Friday of the month. I don't know where the month's gone, but that means we have Tom Campbell back. he will be with us very shortly. There was some problems on his end, but I'm sure we're going to hear from him. You can find out more about Tom. He has a wealth of information. I can never say enough about Tom. He on his YouTube station, he has just days of video footage. He's recorded pretty much all of his conferences, and he really has a lot of information that's available. And the one that he talks about the most is the one from Calgary. To find out where his YouTube page is, you can Google his name, Tom Campbell or Thomas Campbell. You can look up My Big Toe, which is the series of books that he's done. He's done a trilogy of books called My Big Toe, and TOE is an acronym for Theory of Everything. So his website is mybigtoe.com, but there's hyphens in between, so it's my-big-toe.com, or you can look up under his handle, which is TWCJR44. So that's TWCJR44. And you can find out all the information about Tom. He also has a lot of information on his site and a forum that he does that you can connect from his site. And you can, you know, find out a lot of information that people have been talking about there. And we've been doing a lot of shows. The last show we did was on consciousness, and he said some really profound things. So I'm very looking forward to when Tom actually starts joining us so that we can start this conversation on consciousness. And I know it's going to be a brilliant one. If you have questions, you can feel free to call us. It's obviously this isn't a psychic show, but it is questions on consciousness. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we will, I'm not quite sure what to do here because we have talked to Tom twice now, so we know he's getting in. It's just a matter of something on his end he's not able to get through. I'm thinking, oh, wait, there we go. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Okay. The other computer evidently is hosed and needs to be rebooted, so I'm making do with this one.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. So as I was telling everybody, our last show was on consciousness. Now, you said some really profound things about consciousness, and I wanted to you know, go through some of the thoughts that you had, reiterate some of them, because I think that some of them are very big, and then just, like, dissect some of them. So, are you ready?
I'm ready. Is the volume all right for you?
It's fine.
Okay, then let's go.
All right. So, you talked about, you know, learning. See, the big thing, I love the metaphor that you had with regards to The Sims and some of the other computer programs that are out there that, you know, where you're consciousness is really the person behind, you know, the computer. It's the person that is kind of fielding it for us. And so our consciousness, which is an individuated consciousness of the whole, is here on this fast track, and it's about learning to know the rules of the game. And I think that was a very big piece of, because I think a lot of us don't know the rules of the game. So why don't we talk again about what the rules are so that we understand that, and then we're going to go through some of them.
Yes, well, I guess that's good, happy thought there. But, all right. Yes, I talked about, I made the association with the virtual realities that we are aware of here, which is mostly The Sims and World of Warcraft, and there's probably another half a dozen, but those are all the names I know because I've never actually played them, but I watched my children play them. But my children are in their mid-20s now, so that was I'm a bit dated on my information. But in any case, yes, think of those video games where you have the players and your elf, say, in World of Warcraft, and you are the consciousness sitting at the keyboard with a mouse or maybe joystick in your hand, and you're making all of the choices for your characters. Run, stay still, fight, slink, hold still, you know, whatever it is, go right, go left. You are making all of the character's choices. So you are that character's consciousness. Now think about that for a minute. You and that character whose consciousness you are not in the same reality. If that character was conscious inside his World of Warcraft reality, if your elf was conscious there, you would be in some non-physical reality frame that he couldn't directly see or interact with because you're now out in a different reality frame. His reality frame is generated by the server running World of Warcraft, and yours is not. So it puts, you know, that paints a real good picture of how we are. It's a good analogy. Now, it's not a perfect analogy. Our reality is not computed. It's evolved. So there's some differences between the two, but it's just a decent analogy so people can get an idea about, you know, where is this consciousness? And what do you mean non-physical, you know, realities? And it works very much the same way as I've described for World of Warcraft with us and our physical body. So our physical body is the avatar, if you will, in this virtual entropy reduction trainer reality that we're in. And our consciousness is making all the choices. So that's the way it is. Now, you know, your elf, if you don't make any choices at all, if you don't touch that mouse or touch that keyboard, it just stands there. It doesn't do anything. So it's not self-motivating. It requires a consciousness, and you supply that consciousness. Well, that's the way it is here. So our physical bodies are the avatars, and we, who think of ourselves as physical bodies, aren't really physical bodies at all. We are consciousness, just like the elf isn't really a physical body either, but that elf thinks of itself as an elf standing in that virtual reality game. So as far as the elf is concerned, if the elf were conscious, he'd see himself standing in a grassy field, you know, with the river over here and the mountains over there and so on, and that would be his reality. He would see himself to be physical and you, the person at the keyboard, to be non-physical. Okay, so that's the idea of how we live. Now, that reality is generated by a rule set. A virtual reality that the elf lives in is generated by a rule set that was programmed into the server that hosts the World of Warcraft. Okay, our reality is programmed by, it's also generated in a computer. That computer is called consciousness. Consciousness is the computer. The larger consciousness system of which we are a part is where the computer resides. So it's being generated in the, you know, in the very same way by a rule set. Now our rule set, because we have a very, very detailed reality for us, starts at the quantum level. And that's the, you know, that's where the rule set resides. And we are then part of the process of that quantum rule set, and our computer consciousness is really a quantum computer. Now, so here we are, and this is the game we're in. So just like the World of Warcraft game, in that game there are certain things that you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be going up levels. You're supposed to be collecting hit points so you're not quite as fragile. There's things that have, as a character there and as a player in that game, that you need and want your avatar to do. in the World of Warcraft. Otherwise, the game isn't fun, and you just kind of sit there and nothing happens. Well, our game's the same way. There are things that, our consciousness needs us and wants us to do in our virtual reality trainer here. And what it is to grow up. Okay, our consciousness is making the choices. Our consciousness is trying to make the choices. And as such, as the character then goes through the consequences of all those choices, the consciousness itself gets to grow up by the value of its choices. So it's not really about us and our virtual physical body. It's about our consciousness and the quality of that consciousness and how that consciousness can grow. When we talk about I, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, it's not we the body, it's we the consciousness. You see, we are the individuated unit of consciousness. To train us to reduce our consciousness.
We missed some of that. Sorry, Tom. You kind of you kind of left us there.
Oh, I faded out, did I?
You did.
Okay, well, that's all right. I've been rambling on. Go ahead and get it focused for me again.
Okay. Okay.
I'm very open and ready to go any direction you want.
All right. Okay, so... Okay, so the game that we maybe not are understanding so much is just what you just said, is that it's not so much this physical body and what's happening to this physical body that, or what's happening to us around in our environment that really is the rule of the game. The rule of the game is our choices and whether we're lowering our entropy or moving towards a state of love versus, you know, continuing to make our choices from fear. And because we're usually looking at the outside world, because we're usually looking at, you know, this body and what's happening to this body or what happens to the situation around us, we're usually so focused on that that I think a lot of us may be missing the point of the rule of the game.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's not about, you know, when we say who are we, you know, when I say I am here to evolve, who's the I? The I is not my body. My body is not here to evolve the quality of its consciousness. I am consciousness, and I am here to evolve myself, you see, as consciousness. So I'm an individuated unit of consciousness, and my purpose is to evolve my quality, to decrease my entropy, to become love, okay, to exhibit caring and focus on other, to exhibit compassion, these sorts of things. So that's really what I am. Now, I can get lost in the game and start doing things that are counterproductive as a consciousness. I'm trying to learn and grow up here, but I can get, you know, caught up in the game and start expressing myself in terms of my ego and my fear. And when I do that, then I'm basically not progressing. I'm not going up any levels. You know, I'm not improving myself any. And that happens a lot. The consciousness, once a consciousness becomes a part of this virtual reality, they have choices to make. And if those choices are expressed by their fear and by their ego, by their beliefs, by their expectations, then they just wallow around in this game and don't really make much progress. That'd be like the elf that never really figures out how to solve a quest. It just wanders around and doesn't do anything productive. In fact, we can do worse than that. We can de-evolve. So we have to understand why we're here. And once we know the reason we're here, we can be smarter about how we play the game. We can start focusing on our goals and what it is we're about. And that's about love.
Right. All right. That's perfect. Probably a great place to end with this break, and hopefully we can get you on a place that's a little bit clearer and you can sit down and everything. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tom Campbell here today. We're talking about consciousness again. We had a great show last month. If you haven't heard it, please listen to it. And also go onto his YouTube site, because it has lots of information. If you want the background and the science to all of this, you know, watch the Calgary workshop that he did. I think it was near the beginning of this year, and it's all there on YouTube. So again, so there's like over 100 videos. There's probably the hours is incredible. Take advantage of that. Check out his site. You can find out more information from him at mybigtoe.com. There's hyphens in between, so it's my-big-toe.com. His forum's there too. Check out all of his information. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. On the web now. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Tom Campbell. We've given a lot of information about how you can reach Tom, so if you haven't been listening, check in with the beginning. We don't want to repeat it, because I want to get into some of the meat of this information that we're talking about, which is all about consciousness again. We've talked about, okay, so some of the rules of the game, which are much simpler than we realize. It's just that we get caught up in the story, and so because of that, we may not be evolving the way we want to, and it seems that it's all about our choices. So there are a couple other things that you talked about that I think are important to bring in before we get into more of the questions that I have. But so duality, like how big of a piece of that, I mean, is that just part of this fast track, like in the physical, is it, or is there, tell us about duality.
Okay, well, by that, I assume you mean this idea that we are separate. You know, there's us, and then there's everything else that's not us.
Right.
And that's kind of the duality, that we see ourselves as a separate thing. Well, that's because of the way this virtual reality is made. All virtual realities are like that, and some are more like that than others. For instance, your dreaming reality is a virtual reality, and that's not quite as clear. You know, we have a lot looser rule set in that virtual reality, so we can do some, you know, we can just change the story, you know, if we want to. We can just stop one story and pick up another one if we have enough control in that reality, whereas here we can't do that. You know, we get a story going and we become a part of it, and it just has a life of its own, and we're kind of stuck in that story. So many of us would like to say, I think I'd like to give this story up and start another one where I'm good looking and rich. You know, let's go someplace else. But of course that doesn't work. And that's because this virtual reality with its rule set is very well defined. All the detail we have here kind of defines our, you know, we make choices which then define our story. So it's because of the virtual reality that we have this sense of duality. There's me against the world sort of thing. In fact, though, we are all just pieces of one larger consciousness system. We are all one. We are all netted. We can all communicate with each other. When I say we're one but separate, people say, oh, that's, you know, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. We're one but separate. But what I mean is that we're one but separate, like, say, your hand. Your hand is a hand, but it's really not a separate thing. Your hand doesn't, you know, go off and do its own thing. You know, it basically, it's part of the body. Yet it is a separate thing. You know, well, your liver is a separate thing. You know, your head, your brain, all of those organs and pieces of your body are all separate things, and they all have separate functions to do, but they're really all part of one bigger thing, which is your body. So it's the same way. We are part of one bigger thing, which is the larger consciousness system. And we really are that. We're not independent of that, just like the hand is not independent of the rest of the body. So we are all one, yet in this virtual reality, a fragment of that one, called an individuated unit of consciousness, is here. And why would it be playing in this virtual reality game? Because that's the fast track for evolution. We get to come here and make choices, and because of this detailed virtual reality, this detailed rule set, the consequences of those choices are very clear. We make poor choices, you know, we have kind of a miserable, unhappy life. We make good choices, and, you know, we find a lot of joy, and things work out wonderfully for us. We learn and we grow. So that's why we're in this virtual reality. It's a good trainer for lowering entropy, for becoming love. Because when you do work out of fear and out of ego and belief and expectation, you make yourself miserable. So that's a feedback. So if you look around at your life and everything about you and you say, I don't like this, I'd really like to change. Well, what you have to change is yourself. You have to start growing up. You have to start thinking about other instead of about yourself. It's a matter of what can I give rather than what can I get. It's a matter of give everything I've got to be of value and to use and to make somebody else happy, rather than, you know, how much can I get and how little do I have to give for it and how am I going to keep it once I've got it. See, that's all about you. That's all self-centered. It's all self-focused. That's ego. And it comes from fear. And the fear is, maybe I won't get what I need. Maybe I can't get it. Maybe I'll fail at this game. And it's that fear that makes you act the way you do, which makes you miserable. So we talked about, well, you know, what are the rules of the game and how can we play it better? Well, to begin with, we need to get rid of the fear, because fear is the opposite of love. So that's really what we're here for, to become love. And I say that in many synonyms, to lower the entropy of your consciousness. That's another way of saying becoming love. You know, to raise the quality of your consciousness. It's another way of saying becoming love. So love and fear are the two opposites that we're on. We're on this path, and you have, you know, fear to one side and love to the other. They're opposites, and you need to grow toward becoming love. What's love? Love is about other. Fear is about self. So if it's about your needs, you know, what do I need for me? What is it I'm looking for? As long as it's all your sentences start with I, and it's about you and what you want other people to do and how do you want them to treat you and what should your boss do? You know, give you a new, you know, give you a raise or be nicer to you and et cetera. It's all about you. If you want to play this game well and succeed at it, it needs to be about other. What can I do for you? How can I make you happy? You see, that's about giving. That's about love. That's about growing up. That helps consciousness evolve. And that's what we're in this game for. So here we are, just a piece of consciousness. We're really all one thing. All pieces of consciousness are netted. We're in this virtual reality, and our job is to grow up, spiritual growth, become love, raise the quality of our consciousness. Now, that's a very high level, you know, tells you exactly what this game is and what you're supposed to be doing. And if you do that, you'll find out you will find joy. You will find happiness. You will grow up, but you will understand a lot of things, and life gets really, really good. And as much as you don't do that, you're in a soap opera. You know, you're constantly wringing your hands and wondering, why do people treat me this way? And, you know, why my spouse, you know, not this other way that they need to be for me? And you have all these things in your life, and you will be wallowing in fear and ego, wondering how it is, can you change everybody else to suit you? And that's just the wrong thing. You need to say, how can I change myself to suit everybody else? How can I be a way that gives, that grows me toward love and caring, passion, those sorts of things. So is that kind of a clear,
yes,
a clear, statement of what it is we're here for and what we're supposed to be doing in this virtual reality game?
Yes, and I think the other point, or the last point on that part before we kind of digested it more, is it, like, our consciousness is how we perceive, and it's our awareness of the reality that we have, and it's our perceptions, I think, that often get us caught up in the story, like the fears of, and the ego. Like, it's our perception of us thinking that it's about this world, or it's about what's happening to our body, or it's about what's happening in our reality that is skewed.
Yes, well, that awareness, perception is a, you know, is the way we are. And that's what we have to change, is how we are. You know, think of your elf in the World of Warcraft or your Sims character. You know, they don't make a move without you making, you know, telling them what to do. And we are consciousness. You know, let go of the body. We're consciousness. We're in this game, and we're in charge. We get to make the choices. We have free will and get to make the choices. And the key is, what's the quality of those choices? So, yes, our perception is what consciousness perceives. When you're sitting at your computer and your hand on the joystick or the mouse looking at your elf and he's running across the field, you get to make the choices and you get to reap the consequences. That's just the way the games are. That's why it's called a reality game, a virtual reality game. Well, here you are. You are now running this body that's yours, and if you seem to be sitting at the controls inside the brain somewhere, you know, that's the illusion. So you're the little man in the brain, right? Little man in the box in the brain. And you're making all the choices of what's going on with this body and what it does and how it reacts and all of these things. You're building up this history, this person. So maybe this person is very self-centered, and it tends to act that way because this is what you've built up in it. You've created this focus on what about me? What's in it for me? Oh, no, woe is me, you know, and everything's about you. And then that's the way this thing is going to act, because that's what you've created until you take the responsibility to change it. See? So that's kind of the way we are. So we have a purpose here. That's our purpose of being here, is to grow up. And we need to make positive choices to do that. And the way to start that process is to find your fear, look for your ego, which is it about you? Trace it back to a fear, get rid of the fear. And once you get rid of all your fear and ego and your beliefs, guess what? You're love. Your life is joyous. So it's a real simple prescription of what to do about it. At least it's simple when you say it. When you hear me say it, it's really simple. When you actually have to do it, it's not so simple, because what you have to do is change yourself. You have to be differently, and act differently won't get it. If all you're going to do is act differently and still be the same person, sorry, you know, you don't get a prize for that. You're not going to progress for that. You actually have to be differently. And I know when people think about that and they say, well, I just am me. How can I be differently? You have to make a concerted, focused effort on being different, on making choices because of caring about others and not yourself. And when you do this, you will change. And you may think it's impossible. The first 2 or 3 months of trying this, you may throw up your hands in frustration and say, I just don't get it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lost here. But if you keep at it, if you just keep trying to do this and you really have a true interest in it, it will work. You can do it, and you will begin to feel the joy. You will begin to reap the results of this process. It's just a slow process of changing you rather than trying to change the world to suit you. Change you to suit your environment. Now, if you're in an environment that's very, very nasty, change the environment. You may have to do that too. But most of the time, it's not our environment we need to change. It's us. It's the way we approach it, the way we see it, our perspective, the way we define things, the way we see our reality. We have to change ourselves at a very fundamental level. That's what consciousness is. It's fundamental. It's the basic thing. Everything else is just here for our benefit to learn. And if we end up wallowing around in self-pity, not ever getting to the next level and never increasing our hit points and whatever, then we're just wasting time, because we'll just come back and have to do it again and again and again until we finally get it. So that's why it's better to know what's going on. What are the rules of the game? What game are we in? And what can I do to actually start moving forward in this game, rather than just, every time you turn on your TV that represents you, it's the same old soap opera. You see, that's not the way to succeed.
All right. With that, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tom Campbell. Check out his website, mybigtoe.com. There's hyphens in between, so it's my-big-toe.com. Or YouTube, Google his name. You can even get his books on Google Books. So check it out. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
In a way, need a change from this burnout scene. Another time, another town, another everything. But it's always back. Stumble out in the night under pouring rain. Made the block, sad thought, there's more I need. It's always back to you. But I'm good without you. Yeah, I'm good without you. Yeah.
Bye.
still falls. Push me back to you. But I'm good without you.
Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. We've been talking with Tom Campbell on consciousness and understanding the rules of the game, which I think are just such, it's, you know, as you said, it's so simple, but doing it may not be quite as simple, but I think the thing that we need to realize is that it really is simple. Like it's not the game. The rules aren't complicated. We make them complicated because we get caught up in our own story and how we think, how we perceive, and our awareness of what we think is important, which is what's important to us, our ego. And our ego definitely wants to play in that game to get us caught up in that. And we need to really sit back and kind of reevaluate what is really important. And if growing towards love is what's, you know, the way to achieve the higher consciousness or to continue on this game in a way that allows us to evolve and move forward, then we really need to start reevaluating it. And so, as you said, if we don't get it right this time, we do get an opportunity to do it again. So this is where the concepts of reincarnation come in, or however we want to discuss it. And of course, the analogy of The Sims and the games that we've been talking about, you know, that fits in very well, because you know, if you're not playing the games, your characters will die off. Possibly, certainly in the one game, you know, so we need to know the rules, and we also need to get to understand that we get to choose.
Yes, that's what we get to do. That's the way this game works. You know, we as consciousness make the choices, and after that, our choices have consequences, and there's feedback, you know, it represents those consequences, and then we get to make more choices. So that we get to choose is exactly what we get to do. That's how we, consciousness, play the game. Same with you when you are playing World of Warcraft or Sims. You get to choose. You make the choices.
I think the thing is we think we don't have a choice, and I think a lot of people feel that way, that we don't have a choice, but that's when we get caught up in the fear.
Yes, like we will say, so-and-so makes me angry. Well, you choose to be angry. Anger is your choice of your response to so-and-so. You see, you have to look at it the other way around. Instead of blaming it on somebody else that so-and-so makes me angry, you have to realize that you have the responsibility of how you respond to anything. Whether so-and-so is rude and so-and-so, you know, is infuriating, that may be a fact. But how you respond to that, that's yours. And it's your responsibility only. So if you respond with anger, that's your choice. It's your choice to be angry. there are other choices. You don't have to be angry. You choose to be angry. You may just let that rude comment from so-and-so just roll off your back or figure, well, that's so-and-so. They're not too evolved. And what can I do to make so-and-so's life better so that they don't have to have that chip on their shoulder? Is there anything I can do for them? You see, if you looked at it differently so that you chose not to be angry, but to deal with that in some other way, now you're evolving. But when you choose anger, when you choose upset, when you choose to try to manipulate so-and-so to be more like you want them to be, now you're making choices, but you're making all the wrong choices for the wrong reason. Which gets us to one other point. It's not the actual doing that is important. It's the intent behind the doing that is important. That's kind of the key thing. And if the intent behind your action is that you're upset and you're angry, well, those are your choices, and they're just not good choices, and you're not going to evolve the quality of your consciousness, and you're not going to succeed in this game if you make poor choices like that. So that's kind of what we're talking about, and it boils down to this thing you've probably heard me say many times, and that is this whole reality works like this. It's very simple. Stuff happens. We get to deal with it. And those are just two things, right? Stuff happens, and we get to deal with it. Two ends, like step one and step two. We're all, and that's the way our reality is. And we get to make choices when we deal with it. Now, we're all focused on the stuff that happens, and we're trying to manipulate that stuff that happens to be the way we want it to happen. We want to be in control of our situation and our life, our reality, and all the people we interact with. We would like to control it all because we're focused on the stuff that happens to us. That's not where a focus does you any good. You need to let whatever happens to you kind of happen to you. You can't control other people. You can't even control yourself very well as far as making good choices. You kind of work out of what you've built up with all the choices you've made. But what you're supposed to be doing here is focus on the, how do I deal with it? That's the step two half. How do I deal with it? And if you think about how do I deal with that rude comment, I have choices here. And pick one that is about other, not about self. And then you will find that your life will get so much better, so much more quickly. And this can be said many ways. The focus on the how am I going to deal with it is also saying focus in the now. You see, it's the present is where all the choices are made. The present is where the action is. You don't make choices in the future, and you don't make choices in the past. All the choices are made right now in this present moment. So focus on this present moment, live in it, and be aware of what you're doing and be aware of your choices. And if you think, well, I've only got one choice, and that's to be angry because, you know, so-and-so said this. Well, you don't just have that one choice. You have other choices. But what you have to do in order to make those other choices is change yourself so that doesn't make you angry. You see, this is the knot of growing up. And it all just has to unravel that knot together. It's not... You know, you can say, well, I can't grow up because I'm not grown up. You know, that's not a good enough excuse. You have to work your way out of this problem little bit by little bit. But if you have an intent that's focused on getting out of this problem by making good, caring, loving, compassionate choices, then you will succeed. It will be very agonizingly slow at first, but you'll get better and better at it as long as you keep working at it. So the final bottom line is, it's not that we need to change everybody else and make them interact with us the way that we know is right and, you know, just and true and so on. It's not about manipulating others. It's about changing self. So rather than rail at the awful world and the terrible hand that they've dealt to you and how all this stuff goes wrong and you never get any breaks, et cetera, et cetera, just take responsibility for the choices you do make. Do your best at that and go on, and your life will begin on a new trajectory.
And I think one of the points that you made in our last show, which I think is very profound, it's it's because we're usually, and this all fits in with the ego, but it's because we're usually trying to pursue happiness. We're usually trying to find a way to make us happy, which, I mean, we're very egocentric nation. I mean, everything is around, you know, making the world easier for us. And, you know, all the things that we can collect and all the things that we need to make us happy. And it really, I mean, that's where we get caught up on.
Yeah, it's not about, if your goal is to make yourself happy, you'll probably never be happy. Because happiness isn't the result, you don't make happiness in that kind of a direct sense. Happiness is a result of a life well lived. Happiness is a result of you not being making your choices from fear. Once you stop making fear-based choices and ego-based choices, then you start to find happiness. Happiness comes to you. But if you pursue happiness with an ego, you know, then you will not find it. It's very elusive. It'll never happen. And it's one of those things like the harder you try, you know, the further away you get from it.
Right. Yeah, it is funny. Cassandra just wants you to make sure you're close to the mic. It is funny how we, you know, it's almost an unconscious drive, though, that everything we do is in this pursuit of happiness.
Yes, and that's what I, you know, when I started out in saying that, you know, it's all about us. We're all focused on stuff that happens. And if we could just make that stuff that happens be the way we want it, we would be happy. See, but it doesn't ever work that way, because that's a fear-based, ego-based perspective trying to manipulate the stuff that happens to be the way you want it. And guess what? We're in a virtual reality that has a purpose. There are rules to this game. And the whole purpose of this reality you're in is to grow up, increase the quality of your consciousness. And as long as you are not doing that, you're not going to be happy. So manipulating the stuff to be the way you want it won't make you happy. You win the lottery and suddenly you have, you know, $100 million to spend. It won't make you happy. You see, it's not the stuff that makes you happy. It's just, you know, you won't get there going down that path. It's like there's no way to get, you know, to happiness if you're going to force happiness in your world by controlling it. You got to give up control, live in the moment, and be, you know, what did Gandhi say? You know, be the change, you know, you want to see in the world. Yeah. Well, you have to be differently. You have to change yourself at a very fundamental level. And that's your road to happiness. When you start doing that, happiness comes to you. Happiness is a byproduct, not something you make directly. Well, I guess you make it by being loved, but it's not something you can manipulate to happen to you. You have to let it happen as a result of a life well lived.
And I think some of the things that I've been reading around happiness is that it's clearly it's not from doing anything. I mean, happiness is a feeling inside. You can't make yourself happy. It's a being. It's, you know, it's from a state of being, not doing.
Right. It's only an illusion. We think, if my spouse would only act like this and be this way, then I would be happy.
Right.
And of course, it doesn't work that way. That's why people who have those kind of attitudes are almost never happy. It's not that the spouse is always wrong, but no matter what that spouse does, if you have this attitude about manipulating the world to be the way you want it, you're never happy. Like if what you really want is to be rich, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you always need to be richer. You know, and if your spouse suddenly did, you know, change their being and just start trying to make you happy, whatever you wanted, well, that would be wonderful, but then there would be something else that you'd have to have in order to be happy. And it just goes that way. And we think, no, not me. If I could get my spouse and my job straightened out, you know, that's it. I'd really be happy. But it doesn't work that way. That's like, well, if I just had more money, I'd be happy. And it doesn't work that way. Yeah, you may be happy if you get what you want for a short time. In the short term, you kind of feel that way. But it doesn't last, because that's not the kind of reality we're in. That's not the game we're playing. And listen, guys, if you want to do better at this game, you have to understand the rules, you know. What is this game about? And it's not about how much can I get and how little do I have to give for it. That's not the name of the game. The game is how much can I give? How much can I serve? What can I do for you, for your boss, for your, you know, for your significant other, for your children? What is it that I can do to maximize the quality of their life? That's what takes you to happiness. Doesn't have anything to do with manipulation.
Yeah. It's just so there's so much I want to continue to go on. So we'll definitely be talking about this next month when you are back on September. I think it's September 27th. You're back. It's just so interesting that we get so caught up in trying to manipulate things the way we want. Like a lot of people talk about, well, you just need to know what you want. Well, when you try to figure out what you want, it's always from an ego base. I mean, it's always about, unless what you're wanting is to serve others. But in the most cases, when you're trying to figure out what you want, it's from how can I manipulate and control others, or how can I manipulate the situation so that it gives me happiness.
Yeah, or even if you just throw up your hands and say, I tried to manipulate the situation and I just can't do it. Damn, I just have to live in this mess.
Well,
and then you feel trapped.
Right.
You can't manipulate it, and it's not the way you want it, and your life is a constant unhappiness because you're in a trap. Well, the trap is of your own creation.
Yeah.
You just have to change, you know, who you are and the way you see things. Just change your perspective there and make it about other instead of about you, and suddenly you're out of the trap.
Yeah.
You see? So people live their lives and they feel like they're in a trap, but they just have to keep going, because if they do anything different than what they're doing, it'll even get worse. So they're just caught in this monstrous trap called life, and they're not happy with it at all, but they get by, they make do. And life doesn't have to be a get by and make do. Life is full of joy. It's wonderful. It's, happiness is there waiting for you. You know, it's just that you have to play the game right, and you have to change the quality of your consciousness to be about other. You have to let go of ego, let go of fear, let go of belief, let go of expectation, and just be. Give what you can give.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Again, always a pleasure. Looking forward to the next show when we'll go into even more detail. So that's September 27th. You've been listening to Thomas Campbell. Check him out on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.